Most stories do not start with a journalist. They start with people noticing when a river runs dry, asking why a school is changing, discovering something new next door. Curiosity is human. Your right to keep asking questions is at the heart of NPR's mission, and we are not going anywhere.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, how anti-DEI policies are impacting the military. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. A trailblazing San Diego Navy admiral was among several military officials whose promotion was recently nixed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. In fact, five of the seven admirals impacted are women of color, or women and people of color, I should say, according to reporting from the New York Times. And it brings up more questions of how Hegseth's policies and pushback against diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, are continuing to impact military culture today. Joining me with more is KPBS's military and veteran affairs reporter, Andrew Dyer. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Always glad to have you here. So let's talk about the story of the admiral, because you've been following this. You covered this earlier. You know, she may be one of the most well-known women in the Navy today. What can you tell us about her?
Sure. So Amy Barnschmidt is maybe the only aircraft carrier captain that people may know. These aren't people that normally are well known. But, you know, she, like a lot of people who ascend to command aircraft carriers, you know, she's had a brilliant military career, graduated from the Naval Academy. She flew helicopters. She was the first woman to be the executive officer on an aircraft carrier. That's the number two in charge. The first woman to command an aircraft carrier. She was promoted to Rear Admiral. She went and served as the Deputy Commander of 7th Fleet and then was promoted to be the Carrier Strike Group Commander of the Carl Vinson Carrier Strike Group. So now she's the carrier captain's boss. So all kind of, you know, there are certain like roadmaps or pathways that these high-achieving military officers kind of travel, these well-worn paths. And she is the first woman to kind of be on one of these, you know, almost like a fast track to promotion, very high achieving, and was due to get her second star, two-star admiral, and reportedly was struck from the list by Pete Hegseth.
And you actually aired a clip of her from her hometown station, Fox 6 News Milwaukee. Let's take a listen.
Very few times in my life have I actually sat there and thought about the fact that I was a woman doing this, because for the most part, I was just treated as a naval officer and an aviator.
Well, this is the latest in a number of promotions blocked by Hegseth. So what else do we know about the other admirals who were impacted?
So we don't know. I don't have a list of every one of them. Most of them are either Black people of color or women. One notable person is Rear Admiral Stephen Barnett. He's a two-star admiral. Now, when he was one-star, he was the region commander here in San Diego. He was only here for about a year. The Navy had that big fuel leak out in Hawaii, and this is the guy the Navy tapped to go out there and clean up their mess, their public relations mess, and he did it. He was out in Hawaii for 2 or 3 years. He was promoted to two-star admiral. By all accounts, and I've talked to a lot of people, you know, around, because he was in this area for a little while, just really well respected, the bright guy for that job. And folks were disappointed when he left San Diego because he is an effective leader. But he's a Black man and was nominated for a third star to lead all of Naval Installations Command, that is commanding all of the bases around the world. And he was also struck from a promotion list.
Now, you reached out to the Pentagon for a response. What did they have to say?
According to the Pentagon, it's everyone else that's obsessed with gender and race and people are seeing racism where none exists.
We have a clip of Hegseth explaining his decision-making when he spoke to Quantico, Virginia, back in September.
It's nearly impossible to change a culture with the same people who helped create or even benefited from that culture. An entire generation of generals and admirals were told that they must parrot the insane fallacy that, quote, our diversity is our strength.
So, I mean, all of that, what does this tell you about Hegseth's approach to military culture and who gets to rise the ranks?
Well, Hegseth has a long history going back to his time as a Fox News host. He's written books about complaining about reverse discrimination that the military promotes minorities and women over white men, and that this is a big problem. It's weakened the military. The military has become woke once that word got into their kind of lexicon of buzzwords. And he's, you know, a lot of policies that we've seen lately directly go at this, whether that's banning trans troops, this new shaving policy, this testosterone thing he announced last week. It all kind of goes back to this idea of what Pete Hegseth thinks a service member should look like, which is, I don't know, like a G.I. Joe figure.
I guess. So, I mean, you mentioned this shaving policy. And what is that and why is that?
So Hegseth, since he came on, he's complained about seeing troops with facial hair. So military regulations, you're supposed to shave every day. It's the military grooming standards. But for some men, it is medically difficult. They're unable to shave every day. A lot of these men are predominantly black. Other people of color, if you have coarse, curly facial hair, when you shave to the skin and that hair starts to grow again, it will grow into your skin and you'll develop these like pustules and bumps. And then if you have to shave every day, you are then shaving these bumps off of your skin. It can cause disfigurement, permanent scarring. And the condition is called pseudofolliculitis barbae. They call it PFB. And there's no cure for PFB. The only treatment is not to shave. And as a result, for decades, there have been shaving waivers for troops who have this condition where you maintain a shaving profile of like less than a quarter of an inch long, and that is how you go through your military career. Well, Hegseth doesn't like seeing troops with facial hair, and now the services are saying that if you cannot bring yourself to shave daily after 1 year of having one of these waivers, that you should be considered for separation from the military.
And this is an aesthetic preference that Hegseth has. Is that what this is?
Yes. Now, the military has kind of, they always say that the reason for their shaving rules is to get a good seal on like firefighting equipment and gas masks. The evidence for this is pretty wishy-washy. You know, for years until like the 80s, the Navy especially, people could just have beards. So that's kind of where that is. But, you know, for decades, black men in uniform have had shaving waivers and shaving profiles, and I've never heard of any kind of casualty or mishap due to somebody not having a proper seal on any kind of mask.
You said these policies could disproportionately affect black men. So if military officers don't follow these regulations, are they at risk of getting fired?
Yeah, that's the way the policies read. It's optional. It's up to the commanding officer. But the way the instruction is written is that after 12 months consecutive of needing a shaving waiver, if you still cannot meet the grooming standard, which is to shave daily, then you are to be subjected to a medical board. And if this medical board determines that you can't shave every day, then they are to move to administratively separate you from the military, not a medical retirement, which gives you benefits, but an administrative separation.
So what other rules has Hegseth pushed for when it comes to physical appearance?
Well, there's, of course, the ban on trans troops, which has a lot to do with appearance, his obsession with shaving, but also he's complained about fat people in uniform, so much so that, you know, people that I talked to have said that, you know, if Hegseth is coming to town or if there's a public event or if people are going to be on camera, to kind of hide your people that might have a shaving waiver or who may not conform to Hegseth's idea of what a military member should look like.
From where you stand, what's the end game here, I mean, for Hegseth and the Trump administration?
It's really tough to look at this through any lens other than like the internet manosphere, right? There's all of this kind of rhetoric about, you know, testosterone levels being low and that troops are going to get screened for testosterone. And if you're low, we're going to give you testosterone treatment. You know, this comes from not from medical professionals. This is coming from like online influencers who think that a lack of testosterone in modern men is why we have wokeness and liberals, I guess, and that the cure for, you know, the society going in this direction is to do some gender-affirming care for men while banning the same kind of hormone treatment for trans people.
It's a fixation I've never seen before here. What else are you looking into?
Well, right now I'm looking at all of this, really.
Yeah, this just keeps going and going.
Yes. Specifically, I am the reason I'm glad we talked about the shaving and the beards is I just interviewed a dermatologist from UCSD who gave me a lot of good information. And I'm looking to talk to people who may be impacted by this. So if you're listening and this impacts you, I'd love to hear from you and talk to you for a story coming up.
How can they do that?
You can email me, adyer@kpbs.org, or reach out to the newsroom any other way that you find online.
All right, Andrew, thanks. I've been speaking with KPBS military and veteran affairs reporter Andrew Dyer. To check out the rest of his reporting, you can go to kpbs.org, and also you can reach out to him there as well. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
Watch programs on your schedule with the KPBS Plus streaming service. See new episodes of Nature and Nova, latest news from PBS NewsHour and KPBS Evening Edition, local shows like Ken Kramer's About San Diego. Learn more at kpbs.org/kpbsplus.